Carter.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Bank of Cardiff.
This is Jim Jones. And
Jim.
I pushed one first because I had a reservation code, so I guess you're the next person I'm supposed to talk to.
Sure. What is that reservation number?
2411-0301-0043-8957.
8957?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And I have Jones Home Furnishings?
Correct.
Are you still at the 419 Malcolm Avenue address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line, or is it a...
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it is. Yes. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, what you had received, Jim, is an offer for financing. And we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking for? Do you choose the funds for?
Well, of course, we're getting ready for Christmas, and they're just buying a lot of merchandise to be ready for Christmas.
Okay. Perfect. And was there an amount in mind you were looking for?
Well, is it, of course, it's going to depend on the interest rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have a lot of different programs, so we can figure that out. But did you have, you know, a certain amount you're possibly looking for?
Well, probably about 100 and a half anyway.
Okay. And what is the time frame of getting the funding?
Oh, you know, week, 10 days, you know, no big deal. Man.
Okay. Perfect. And let's see here. Are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What does the business do exactly?
We sell home appliances and furniture.
Okay.
And rugs, and then we repair the appliances.
Okay. Appliances and furniture. Okay. And what was the business start date?
Well, I started in business in 71 at
mm-hmm.
a Tasco store.
Okay.
Tasco went bankrupt, and so that's when I've been somewhere along in the 80s. Well, then I changed over to furniture and appliances.
Okay. So in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. And is the business set up, is it a corporation? Is it an LLC corporation? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And what did you do for gross revenue last year?
How much?
Yeah. You know, total sales were last year?
We did $752,000.
Okay. Perfect. Are you on track to do the same this year?
Well, we're right now we're going a little better.
Okay.
End of July last year, we had done $450,000. At the end of July this year, we've done
$466,000. Okay. Sounds good. So let me explain how the program works, and we can see if it's going to be a good fit. And then if it is, I can let you know what I need to issue an approval, which I can usually have within a day for you.
Okay.
And then our turnaround for getting funding is about a day or two, so it's pretty quick. This would be an unsecured program. So it would be unsecured working capital. You can use it for whatever you choose. And we can usually lend about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So you're going to fall anywhere in that range, about 70 to probably 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be helpful, that amount?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we would approve you for the max amount of capital, and then you could decide how much you actually want to take. And then we would also approve you for the longest term, which can be 2 years, possibly 3 years, but we can do terms all the way down to 3 months and anywhere in between. So we can kind of customize the term and loan amount for your business, whatever it's going to make the most sense. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much how it's going to work. The payback on the loan will be determined by a few different factors. We'll look at time in business, your industry, credit, and strength of your bank statements and your general revenue of the business. So that kind of dictates the overall cost of this loan. But usually it'll start at about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there because it's unsecured. So we're not asking for any collateral or assets. And this does go on your business credit.
Yeah, but 10% interest, no, ma'am, I'm not interested.
Well, it's actually not 10%. It's 10 cents on the dollar. So, you know, if you have 10 cents on the dollar over 2 years and you turn that into an APR, that would be, you know, 5%, right?
Okay, well, you're talking about total.
Yeah, it's the way it's paid back, it's a fixed amount that's paid back. So say you had, just using an example, say on $100,000, you paid back $110 total principal and interest. That would be 10 cents on the dollar because it would be the same no matter if you paid it over, you know, 1 year or maybe it's a year and a half. The APR will change, but it's still going to be the same amount that you'd pay back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because, yeah, depending on the length of time that we have there, I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of margins are you working with right now?
Oh, well, of course, on my furniture, I have a good margin on those.
Uh-huh.
We normally run anywhere from 100 up to 200%, you know, on those.
On the furniture or the Christmas?
On the furniture.
Okay. But I mean, that's a pretty good return.
Right, yeah. Let's see, a lot of times that way, if we can buy, we'll just say a chair and then we pay $200 for it. See, we can get anywhere, you know, from $400 to $600 for it.
Okay.
And
So 10 cents on the dollar seems like it would be a pretty good return on your investment.
Yeah, we figured that way, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I mean, that's additional income that would be coming in, right, from the – you could sell more items by getting that extra funding.
Well, that's what I'm planning on, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And the thing is – you know, it ranges, so it'll start at 10 cents on the dollar. It fluctuates, but you can always pay the loans off early and get a very good discount, as well as you're writing off about 33% of the interest for your taxes because it's a business loan. So for your type of business and the returns you're getting, I think it's a really good match. You know, it sounds like it would work in your favor.
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do this. Can I email you what we would need to issue an approval so we can show you some actual options and get you something, you know, a hard approval that you can look at?
Okay.
What is a good email address for you?
JonesHomeF.
Okay.
Yahoo.com.
Okay. So what we look at is a one-page application. We also look at 6 months of your business bank statement so we can see the revenue of the business. So that's what we are issuing the approval based on is the revenue of the business, the cash flow. And then either your 2014 or 2015 tax return. And if you just have the first page showing the revenue, that would be fine as well.
Okay.
And I'll email all this to you.
Okay.
Now, if you weren't to get this funding, say, through us, what would be your backup option? What are you looking at?
Yeah. What I would do there is of course, I got pretty good credit, and what I have done is just use my credit card and borrow money on it.
Oh, okay.
Because they always, having offers that, you can get the money till sometime in 17, and of course, the closer end of it would be at 0%, and then if you took it to toward the end of 17, well then it may be 2.9 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that a personal card or a business card?
It's personal.
Oh, it is. Okay. Are they going to go up to about $100,000 though?
Well,
probably not, huh?
I have several cards, and so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's always good to separate personal and business debt, I would say. Plus, this would allow you to get the tax.
That's what I thought, and that way that would help my, see, right now, I've got something like a 721 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, that way my personal would be a whole lot better than that if I've had all just the business off of it.
Yeah, because if you put all that debt on your credit, all your ratios, your debt-to-income ratios are off, and that can affect your credit score. But also, this would be a business loan, so when you go to do your taxes later in the year, you can show them the business loan agreement, and they can write off the interest for you.
Right.
Which is nice. So, okay. Well, perfect. Give me about 10 minutes. I will send this email off. We'll see what we can do, and we'll present a few different options and see what's going to make the most sense. And then if you think it's going to work out, we can have you funded, in the next few days if you need it. If you want to wait a week, we can do that as well.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
No, that's all right now.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I will send this over shortly.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Billy.